Wishful thinking is everywhere in Shauna Lee Lynch's new play of that name, due to open next month in the Dublin Fringe Festival. Siobhan has returned to her mother's house in East Cork after a few years of living in London, having failed to make it there as a serious journalist. Meantime at home, her mam and her cousin Mags have been searching for answers in all kinds of new age spirituality to cope with their grief for Siobhan's aunt, Judy, who died the year before. Shauna Lee Lynch is with me now in studio. Shauna, this is your first full-length script for the stage. Where was the starting point for this?
Well, I've always been kind of, I've toyed with this kind of belief a lot. You know, I would have read a lot of the kind of books that the play is inspired by as a teenager and then kind of throughout my 20s. And then last year, I suppose, I kind of came to a place where all this manifesting ideas and all this stuff, I thought, oh, I don't know if it's happening. And that inspired me to write a show on this nature.
Okay, so does this come back to the secret, that Rhona Byrne's idea that through thoughts, your own thoughts, you can change the journey of your life or the way you're going to live your life?
Yeah, it would be books like that really inspired it. And you know, it's a massive industry now as well. So
And did you believe that? Did you believe that through positive thought you could, you know, chart your own path?
Well, I think there is definitely some merit in it. I mean, if you decide that you really want a Ferrari and then do everything in your life to like get that, you know, then what part of that is just logical, you know, you making the steps to get something, and what part of it is this kind of mystical, magical side of the universe, which it's just exploring those two.
Yes, and the character I'm talking about in the play, Siobhan. So so you are putting up against each other, Siobhan, the kind of returned and disappointed cynic from London, and she's re-meeting her mother and her cousin who have embraced these new age thoughts.
Yeah.
So how does it work between them? They're constantly kind of hitting off each other, aren't they?
Yes. Well, she comes back and she's pretty fed up and lost and, you know, doesn't know what her next step is. But her cousin has gotten really into all of this stuff, but she's using it in kind of a, well, I don't know if it's unconventional, but she's using all this kind of Eastern philosophy to attain more material things like Michael Kors handbags or Louboutins. So she's meditating and trying to manifest these material things. And then Siobhan's mother, she is doing it out of a very genuine place. You know, she's come to a stage in her life where she's getting older and she's kind of looking for something to believe in after her sister died. So they're all kind of coming at it from different places.
Yes, and the play really is teasing out, well, I suppose, the validity of both positions.
Precisely, yeah. It's not making any comment on it a lot. Like, you know, it's not saying one is definitely right or one is definitely wrong. It's just exploring it through these characters and in a comedic way.
Yes, in a very comedic way. And when you were going through that whole process yourself and reading those books and believing on the power of positive thinking, did you come up against a lot of cynical views on it?
Well, I don't think I've always kind of toyed with the idea of either, you know, I'd believe for a while and then things start happening, but it's probably me being proactive. And then other times, you know, I forget about it and then kind of go back and forth. So I'm not a completely, you know, there are some devout believers in it. So I've often kind of toyed with it. But you do definitely meet a lot of people who are completely cynical about it and, you know, won't entertain the idea whatsoever.
So there's the self-help systems that people are, that people read about in self-help books. But then there's the whole kind of mystical side. And also, I mean, there's your own, you play a character in the play.
Yes.
And that's Blawna. Mm-hmm. And Blawnad is, it runs a seance.
Yes, yeah.
So that gets into the whole metaphysical side of things.
Yeah.
It was that an area that also interested you?
Yeah, I've always been so interested in psychics, or, you know, the world of tarot reading and all that kind of stuff, like that, or, you know, it's very popular now. You get a lot of of shamans, like in shaman circles and in Cork especially, it's very popular. But
and did you have experiences yourself where you thought, oh my goodness, you know, where you heard something from another realm?
No, not really. But I did go to a person who does this kind of stuff, and I was really surprised by my experience there. I went in quite cynical and not expecting anything to happen, and got like a fortune reading, I suppose it's the best way to call it, and a crystal healing and Reiki, and I was really surprised at the outcome. It was very positive and I went in very cynical, so that kind of experience really inspired the play as well.
Well, there's a lot of people coming, strange and mysterious things happening in your play. Seana Lee Lynch, thank you very much. That's our just another dip into the upcoming Dublin Fringe Festival. Wishful Thinking will be at the New Theatre on September the 20th and 21st. For more information, go to fringefest.com.